This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Steggy Today, broadcasting this week from Branson, Missouri in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. And my first guest this second hour is Rodney Dillard. Now, he was part of the band that used to appear on the Andy Griffith Show called the Darlins. Remember, they used to come down from the mountains? They were really strange people, but they were one of the stars of that traditional show that is still in replays today. It's still in syndication. Also, this hour will be Courtney Neal from the Sight and Sound Theater. They have a production that you will not believe. We'll be chatting to her about it. And we have the Director of Communications from the Chamber of Commerce of Branson, Missouri, Lynn Berry, and from America's Got Talent, one of the contestants, and now in Branson, my buddy Todd Oliver.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're back broadcasting from Branson, Missouri. And that music, of course, is very familiar music. It's the music from the unbelievably successful Andy Griffith Show. And joining us right now is an old friend of mine. And I mean that in both contexts. You're a longtime friend and an old friend of mine. In fact, he's here with his wife right now. I always enjoy this family. I really do. Rodney and Beverly Dillard are here. Rodney, Beverly, welcome to the show.
81. I'm thrilled. And I just start bringing back all those memories. Remember when you lost a cassette?
Oh, yeah, yes, I do remember that. You had the recording studio here.
Yeah.
You don't have that anymore, do you, Rodney?
No. The recording industry has changed. You can do it at home now. It's a cottage industry, in your own cottage.
First of all, before we get to what you're doing now, and you're doing a lot now, let's talk about the days of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, there was a great band that used to come in from the mountains. Denver Pyle was the dad, right?
Yes, he was. Okay. Frisco. Yeah. Frisco, darling.
Good. How did that whole thing come about? When you guys came in with your sister, I mean, you're a bunch of rebel, really weird people, Rodney.
Very, very, very strange, but it was. They also had the dignity of mountain folk, and that's the one real show, if I can digress a little bit. A lot of those shows depicted hillbillies as pointed, you know, hats and teeth out and, you know, and jugs and chasing their sister. And that is nothing what rural people were about at all. And I've always resented Hollywood doing that, up until the point where Andy really experimented with what it would like to take a real Appalachian or an Ozark Mountain person and put them in a situation. I have uncles very similar to that.
What gets me about that show, though, is its ability to play so well today. I mean, it's on MeTV all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I always laugh at the joke where it says that the only drunk in town was the only guy that was married, you know,
because that's
when you really, when you kind of puts everything in perspective.
That's true.
But the idea of that, now I know that when he started that show, Rodney, he was supposed to be the comedic factor until he realized what a genius Don Knotts was.
Yes, he brought Don in.
And he really was a genius. How did you guys get together, you and Kyle?
Well, we came into Hollywood, poor church mice. We had nothing because we had to work our way across the country.
And by we, you mean the Dillards.
Yes, the Dillards. The Dillards, the boys.
Yeah,
we checked into a motel in Hollywood the Melrose Motel that you rented by the hour.
Yeah.
And there was Ash Grove was the petri dish of what was happening out there. That was the place where all the folk people were, the Dylan and all the intellectuals. And I remember us walking in there the first time, and someone come up to me and said, "What do you think of the existentialist dilemma?" And I said, "I don't know. I was raised Baptist." And he immediately walked away. Anyway, we walked in, started playing right in the lobby. We just pulled our instruments out. There was a duo playing at the time. You know, they had a good house. And he said, "You can't do that here. Go do it on stage."
Really?
We walked up there and did it. And so happened, happenstance, Providence, a producer was there who historically he produced the Byrds. He saw us. And William Morris, agent from William Morris was there. So we ended up, in a nutshell, within a couple of weeks, signing with Elektra Records, signing with William Morris. And we put a little blurb in Variety that said, "Elektra Records signs these weird guys from the Ozarks who play this weird music." Andy saw it, and he knew it was bluegrass. He knew. They had a script on the table called "The Darlings Are Coming." And he called us over there for the episode. So we walked over there. We got into Desi Lou Studios. And for us, for the first time walking into Desi Lou, when all the big hits were
there. Untouchables, everything. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dick Van Dyke.
Joy Bishop Show.
Danny Thomas.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So they heard that these weird guys from the Ozarks were coming in. That everybody wanted to see what it was all about. They wanted to poke us and see what we were like.
Yeah, sure.
So we walked in. Andy stopped what he was doing. He was shooting an episode. I'm not quite sure of the episode, but I thought it was the one where Don was singing off key in the choir. He and Bob Sweeney pulled up folding chairs and said, "Okay, show us what you got." No microphone, nothing. We started playing. About halfway through it, he slapped his knees and said, "That's it." And I turned to my brother. I said, "Douglas, they're kicking us out." And he said, "Where are you going? You got the job."
Really?
That's what happened. Then, after the first show, we were doing the second show. Sheldon Leonard came by. We were in the commissary on a break, and he said, he threw a bunch of letters down on the table. He says, "Bundles." He says, "This here represents 150,000 people, each letter. This is all about you guys." For whatever reason it hit, we didn't speak because they would have to pay us more money.
More money, sure, union.
And you're right. And back then, there were no residual. I think we made $300 a show.
Oh, man?
No.
Oh, well, you know, I have to ask that question. That's not impossible, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely, it's not impossible. Mm-hmm. So, Andy, I got to tell you this story. He says, "Now, boys," I can't do Andy, but he said, "you are not going to make any money as actors because you're not going to speak. I'll tell you what, I'll get as many of the songs, your songs, on the show." So we averaged at the time doing 4 to 5 songs a show for 5 or 6 episodes.
And you wrote a lot of them.
Mitch and I, my co-writer.
Yeah.
Yes. It hasn't been off the air for 60 years, and it was through ASCAP. But Andy could have said PD, and Mayberry Productions could have kept
sure could have kept it, right.
Absolutely. He didn't do that.
Wow. That was a gentleman.
That was the Andy I knew.
We called that magic money.
That's exactly mailbox money.
Yeah, mailbox money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was having lunch with the late George Lindsay once down in Nashville, and I said, "How'd you get along with everybody?" He said, "Well, my only mistake in life is I should have been nicer to that little boy, because I could have been in an Apollo 13. That's George Lindsay for you.
Oh, yeah, George. He's a movie in himself.
Yeah, he really was. He was a great guy. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing now, because you have never stopped moving. You had this great recording studio here in Branson. In fact, I think Ed McMahon and I used to record our radio shows down
there. We had a lot of folks then who would come in at the time.
Yeah, you did a lot of stuff there. But you're still performing. You and your lovely wife, Beverly. Beverly, you have to say hello every once in a while.
Well, I will, and I must correct you, Ron. You said I went to Hollywood with him. When he was on that show, I was a mere child.
Oh, okay.
Back in North Carolina, I grew up close to where Andy grew up. I watched that show in elementary school. He robbed the cradle.
First, I saw you working your farm, and I thought, boy, there's, Rodney not going to be singing anymore.
I always hate to say, well, this is what I did in an interview, and then I did this, and then I did all this, and then I... So I'm not really good at self-promotion, but a lot of good things have happened to me in the last few years. We did continue to write, and I did continue to do albums. The last album I have done is called Old Road New Again. I had a couple of my friends on it, the Eagles and Ricky Skaggs.
A couple of friends on it.
Yeah.
You never asked me.
Well, I didn't know if you played mandolin or not.
No, I played a jug.
The jug? Well, I could have had you, but...
That's the last one we did, but we have one more coming up. During COVID, to keep from killing each other, we wrote a whole album.
Really?
On the show, they had titles that were just titles. They weren't real songs.
Yeah, right.
Like "Don't Hit Your Grandma with a Great Big Stick," "Slimy River Bottom." Well, we wrote the songs to that, and we're getting ready to record the songs that made Charlene cry.
We just lost her a couple of years ago, huh?
Yeah.
"Will You Love Me When I'm Old and Ugly?"
You know,
yes.
I saw a commercial of these, like a fake commercial that they were running on MeTV, and it was a joke, kind of like, you know, with those titles.
Oh, sure, yeah. PI, per inquiry.
Yeah, per inquiry, yeah, right.
Wow, well, if I can ever get back down to Nashville, we got it all set up, but it's just getting to Nashville, yeah. Getting up, taking a bath.
Getting in the car.
Getting in the car, driving to Nashville.
You haven't changed at all. You remember when you were at my house with Tony Orlando?
Yes.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Oh,
there.
We had a great time.
We were
doing psychic things.
Psychic yeah. things, yeah. Psychic things.
Oh, yeah. You had lost your keys or something.
It was a cassette.
A cassette.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
it was
we got a good memory.
It was in his coat pocket.
Yeah, it was in my
coat pocket.
His left-hand coat pocket. I felt like Kreskin.
Now, he can do that, but he can't find his own keys or wallet.
And when I knew I was coming here, I said, well, we got to get the Dillards on. Television history, really, and I couldn't be happier for you, both of you.
Now, Ron, great. You have to address him now differently. On May 18th, he turned 81. On May 19th, he got an honorary doctorate at the University of Missouri and gave the commencement speech to 12,000 people. So he is now Dr. Rodney Dillard.
I'm so glad to hear that because I have this pain in my left knee. The doctorate of what?
Letters.
Letters.
Humane letters.
And so that's going to really take away now the credibility of doctorates that people get. I mean, I'm there with Nelson Mandela and
really?
Mark Twain.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Congratulations,
and Hubert Davis.
Dr. Rodney Dillard.
Well, yeah, it's been an interesting life. I've loved every moment of it. Even the bad parts, when I look back, was just...
Yes.
Yeah, I go getting philosophical, but I don't want to turn into NPR.
Yeah, I know.
I'm an intellectual and you're not.
I was afraid that was going to happen. Doctor.
Doctor and Mrs.
And Mrs.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh,
Mike, down in Orlando, you got to come down and visit me again.
We've done a couple of tours down there.
Oh, geez. You got to let me know.
Yeah, we did a couple of things.
Yeah.
Come down and you have to come catch one of my shows, too.
I would love to.
Yeah. Our guest, Rodney Dillard, and his wife, Beverly. And these are fine people and great entertainers, and have been a friend of mine for a lot of years. Thank you, my friend.
And I hope we continue to be friends, both of you.
Well, and, you know, unless you say something wrong.
Well, I probably have said that already, but thank goodness this is
just, I'll leave you at one thought. And we're going to come right back with more from Branson, Missouri, with Ron Zedgy.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be.
Great product. A few days in and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Segi today, and we are broadcasting from Branson, Missouri. There is a production here in Branson I have seen, and it is absolutely phenomenal. You can't come to Branson unless you see this production. It is at the Sight and Sound Theaters, and joining us right now is the marketing and the customer relations manager, the very lovely Courtney Neal. Hi, Courtney.
Hello, Ron. So glad to be here.
Well, I want to tell you something. I no sooner got it than the city limits, and everybody said, have you seen the Sight and Sound Theater and this production that you're putting on right now of Queen Esther? Tell us a little bit how this whole thing came about.
Sight and Sound has just an amazing story, but we have been around for almost 50 years now. And it started with our founder, Glenn Eshleman, which was just a gifted artist. And amazingly enough, he started just taking beautiful photography images and going to different churches around the country. Slowly, he started adding music and live elements, and he thought, you know what? With our family, I really want to start doing more of this, more full-time. So he opened up a small theater in the middle of Amish country in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. called the Living Waters Theater. And the Living Waters Theater was really the start of live theater for Sight and Sound. So they did a few smaller productions, but the first large production, the productions we're known of for our massive size and scale, was Noah. And our audiences were just amazing. That they felt like they were inside of Noah's Ark. They just experienced a ton of success, sold out crowds in the middle of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and they thought, you know, we want more people to be able to experience this message. So in 2008, they opened an identical theater here in Branson, Missouri, and today we get to share Bible stories to over 1.5 million people a year, and we just love to be able to do so.
I think it's important to note, too, that this is a major league production. I mean, you've got a huge stage. There's a lot of sight and sound connected to
it. Oh, absolutely.
And live animals that are actually walking up and down the aisle.
That's right, Ron. So this is truly an immersive experience. We have a 300-foot wraparound stage. Queen Esther has the largest set that we have ever done. The palace is over 11,000 square feet.
Oh, my.
4 stories tall. And I kind of describe our set here like a massive dollhouse because it will twist and turn and show new rooms that you haven't discovered yet in the story.
Did you ever think of televising something like this?
I'm so glad you asked because we actually have a live streaming platform called Sight and Sound TV, and you can see some of our biggest productions from the comfort of your home.
Yeah. How many people does it take to stage this?
Oh my goodness. So across our 2 theater locations, we have over 750 employees.
Wow.
Here in Branson, we have over 300 employees that help bring these stories to life.
And you're still doing it in Lancaster too.
That's right. That's right. So in Lancaster this year, we had Moses on stage, but right now, if you're out there, you could see Miracle of Christmas live on stage.
You do shows for 2 years, and then you do a Christmas show. Explain that, Courtney.
Yeah. Through December 30th of this year, you can experience Queen Esther here on the Branson stage. We will have that same show on stage through October of 2024, and then we will finish out 2024 with a nostalgic favorite, Miracle of Christmas, in November and December.
You know, I noticed the calendar that you have, and it is filled.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of shows in Branson that are, you know, specific days, one day.
That's right.
But you're filled all the time.
We fluctuate from 9 to 11 shows a week. So if you come from Tuesday to Saturday, you could probably find a showtime that works for you.
How many people are actually in the stage cast?
Yes. So we have over 50 performers on our stage with 100 crew members making the set pieces move. The lighting just looks spectacular. So it's a pretty large-scale show. This story is for everyone.
Yes.
So even if you're not familiar with the story of Esther in the Old Testament,
right.
you can come and appreciate the production quality of what this show has to offer. We have written our own music. It was actually recorded in Prague. And our performers have to audition every year. So it's very competitive, very high-quality talent, and you won't be disappointed.
What happens if somebody does get sick? If you have that many people on stage as the stars, obviously you have to have the backup.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked, because actually we have four different women that could fill in as Queen Esther at any given time. So we do that for one, that they can have a period of rest if they need to go on vacation, if they're not feeling well. Yeah, we have some very talented men and women in our show.
You need some extra kings?
Oh, well, you're welcome to come anytime you want, Kings or Xerxes. We'll have you. Yeah.
Practicing that 12 months out of the year?
So we typically have shows from March through December. In January and February, we are rehearsing and getting ready for the show.
How did you first get involved?
Well, I came to know Sight and Sound Theaters because they were doing a live broadcast of Jesus. And I was just so fascinated as to what this is all about. So the Jesus live broadcast was the first time I was introduced to Sight and Sound Theaters. And I just knew I had to be a part of how epic this production is here in Branson.
Well, are you in any of the cast?
Oh, they do not want me on the stage. No, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't understand. I can't understand why they wouldn't want you on the stage.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you so much. But, yes, I am just delighted to be able to share with people all across the country at different trade shows and events about what Sight and Sound is here to do.
Well, you're a great face for Sight and Sound. Give us a little background on the story.
So Queen Esther. Esther is a book in the Old Testament. And this is just truly a story of beauty and bravery. Esther has an opportunity to become Queen of Persia, and she is selected by King Xerxes to become queen. During this story, she has hidden her identity as a Jewish girl. The king doesn't know this until later on in the story. And Esther ends up able to save her people from being killed. So it's just an amazing story. In this book of the Bible, the Lord's name is never mentioned, but Esther sees that the Lord's hand is in every detail of her life. And I think amidst the chaos and uncertainty of the world today, it's a message that really resonates with our audience.
Yeah, it's very appropriate for this time. Mm-hmm. And it's funny how some things change and some things never change.
Absolutely.
Most importantly, how do people listening go to Lancaster or to Branson to get tickets? Because this show, the tickets go quick.
We would love for you to visit sight-sound.com to learn more.
Now, tell us a little more about the TV streaming.
Yes, so there's a few options. You can choose your favorite titles. So we have Jesus, Moses. You could even watch Esther from the comfort of your home, and you could do a pay-per-view option for that. Or you can purchase a season pass and tune in to all of our stories.
I think it's important to note, though, Courtney, mm-hmm. that even though you get a chance to see this at home in the comfort of your home,
it's just not the same as in person.
Not the same.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not the same. Again, give that website, okay?
Visit us at sight-sound.com. We'd love to see you soon.
Courtney, you are a terrific spokesperson. You really
thank
are.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Nothing like you, really.
Oh, well,
and again,
you.
Yeah, Marketing and Customer Relations Manager, Courtney Neal, for Sight and Sound. You have to go see this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, there's live animals, sounds, a lot of lasers, just a phenomenal show.
Mm-hmm. And the costumes, you can't forget that.
Yeah.
As a sparkly girl myself, I love the glam of this Queen Esther show.
Well, please keep in mind that king thing we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because
oh, yeah. You just
kind of into the king thing, okay? Courtney, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I want to tell you something. You've got to go see this. This is phenomenal. Courtney Neal has been our guest. Sightandsound.com. Go to it, because if you do, you will absolutely want to see this production in Lancaster or Branson, Missouri. It's worth the trip. And there's more to come from Branson, Missouri with Ron Sedgie today.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Tesla is recalling nearly 2 million electric vehicles due to safety concerns tied to its auto steer feature.
A forthcoming software update will enhance warnings for drivers and enable the automated feature to disengage when the vehicle is not on the road or if the driver is not sufficiently attentive. The Traffic Safety Administration initiated an investigation in 2021 following nearly a dozen reported incidents. I'm Dave Collins.
The Biden administration is unveiling its offshore drilling plan for the next 5 years. According to the Interior Department, 3 leases for drilling in U.S. waters are scheduled between 2024 and 2029. The American Petroleum Institute criticized the plan, stating that it fails to meet the energy needs of the American people. Environmental groups also expressed concern, asserting that the dangerous cycle of drilling and spilling must end. Skip Kelly, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Sedgie. We're broadcasting from one of my favorite cities of all time. You know that I love this town. I've been coming here for 25 years. It's a great place. That's why we want to come here, tell the world about it. And joining us right now is the lady who brings us here. She is Miss Branson. She is the first lady of Branson. I'm going to talk to the mayor and make sure that that is the case. She is with the Chamber of Commerce. She's the Director of Communications, and she's been a dear friend of ours for years, Lynn Berry. Hi, Lynn. How are you? And thank you, dear, for having us here again.
Ron, I'm thrilled and delighted that you are here, and it's one of my favorite times when y'all come.
Well, I appreciate it, and I must tell you, okay, we have made, over the years, so many friends here, you being right there at the top of the list, and I just cannot get over, as long as I come here, the hospitality. This is America. If somebody thinks that we have lost the touch of America, come to the Midwest and come to Branson, Missouri. The people are unbelievable. And I don't know how to express that without having people just come and experience, Lynn.
Well, from what I hear when I do talk to folks that have come to Branson, and first of all, they are so very surprised by what all we have to offer for the live entertainment in their family's traditions, which is nary a dirty word
right.
that's ever spoken.
Right.
But it's the authentic Ozarks hospitality.
Yep.
And that goes way back to the folks that first came to these Ozark Mountains. And when they were here with a hard scrabble lifestyle, those neighbors looked after each other.
Yes. And, of course, the famous Branson Wave.
That's right.
That's where they actually let you out of the parking space to get out onto the street. And everybody does it. I've experienced that for so many years.
It catches on.
It catches on. This city has great history to it.
Mm-hmm.
But how did all the entertainment end up coming here? Because this was not always the Midwest capital of entertainment.
No, but in 1959, the Mabe brothers, and they eventually called themselves the Bald Knobbers,
right.
they would go down to the lakefront, and they would perform for the fishermen and their wives and the kids that would, at that time, back in the 1950s, they would come and stay 2 weeks for a family vacation.
Oh, really?
You'd be in a little court, a little a cabin and a little motor court, and you'd stay with your family, and you'd fish and hunt, and you'd visit the woods and hike and ride their bicycles. And so in the evening hours, the May brothers thought, if they go and perform, Mom will let them stay another day.
Oh.
And that was how it started.
I saw the buildings.
Right.
They were very archaic. They were not very fancy at that time.
No. As a matter of fact, they started outside, and then they moved into City Hall, and then they moved to the roller rink.
Really?
And those were the days of yore. So the first theater was built in 1967, and it was built by the Presley family. And you know what, Ron? They built that theater with a flat floor, not something that was gradually elevated like a regular theater.
Sure.
But they did that just in case they needed to turn it into a boat showroom.
But, you know, it's funny because when you think later on, the names that came here,
right.
Andy Williams, Bobby Vinton,
that's right.
the Oak Ridge Boys,
Wayne Newton,
yeah. Tony Orlando, Mel Tillis, Jay Leno, and, you know.
You bet.
One of the things that I think has kept this as pure as possible. The people that come here
mm-hmm.
want to go back to a simpler time. How long have you been with the Chamber?
I've been here for 17 years in this position, but my husband's grandmother was a Branson.
Ooh.
She was a cousin of the mayor, Reuben Branson, way back in 1912 when they named the town Branson.
So it's a family name.
That's right.
Really?
And they go back three generations.
No kidding. Silver Dollar City was initially a huge draw for this
right.
whole area. When they came here, there was not much here.
No, there was not much here. And so what they did was they capitalized on the fact that the folks that would come here and fish and hunt mm-hmm. and ride horses, they also liked to go caving.
Mm-hmm.
And so they took those old spent out caverns, and they transformed it into something that had a story, something that was exciting because you would go down on a rickety wooden ladder and you'd take your own oil lamp and you would tour these rooms that would hold the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And that was how the real true story of how Silver Dollar City started.
Yeah, and I think for people that live in bigger cities, that was an experience for them.
Of course.
I mean, you know, that is something that they don't see every day. Just like somebody, you know, rural living doesn't see Empire State Building.
That's right.
What are some of the plans for the future, Lynn? Because this town is always evolving.
You know, today we see a lot of the entertainers that you and I have seen on these great television shows that we enjoy. The Voice, America's Got Talent.
Right.
Those are all the folks that, you know, they may not have won the top prize, but by golly, they have made a living here in Branson for the past 5, 7, 10 years. And so you will see a lot of those folks coming in. So more of a variety of shows as opposed to what we started with, which was basically country.
Country, yeah. And that was what was really amazing, because I can remember Bobby Vinton telling me that Andy Williams said, "Bobby, you've got to come to Branson." And he said, "I thought it was a country town."
Right.
And I think what a lot of people forget in the music business is a lot of early songs, Bobby Vinton songs, Andy Williams songs, were what we always refer to as crossover hits, and they were on both top 40s and country stations. I mean, Ronnie Dove, all these guys.
Absolutely.
You know, Roy Clark, the whole plethora of them. I'm glad you mentioned about the new generation coming here, because you and I, a lot of times, reminisce about the ones that we lost.
We love them.
And they'll always be in our hearts forever.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many people out there, new talent, that this town has incorporated into their list of stars. It's amazing. I mean, I've seen some shows in the last few days of young people that have not had top 40 hits. But gosh, the shows are phenomenal.
They are. We're very blessed. And really, those are, for the most part, a lot of families that have come here and put the time in and put the effort in and have a wonderfully successful theater. And so we always say, let our families entertain your family.
You do a great job. Some of the things that are coming up, I know that Silver Dollar City is making a huge investment of something like $30 million for
That's
the
right.
Fire in the Hole.
That's right.
And I cannot begin to go down a list of some of the things that you have talked about. Whet our appetite just a little bit here, Lynn.
You know, one of the things that we have coming, and it'll be about 2025 or early 2026, is a indoor, fully covered water park, complete with 320 hotel rooms, with
really?
7 restaurants. It's called Imagine Resorts, and it is a combination of effort from some folks that they invented the Kalahari water parks in Wisconsin these many years ago,
right.
And they are working with Hasbro Toys. So when you go into this new water park that is going to cover some territory, we are going to welcome you with Mr. Potato Head and with the Transformers and My Little Pony.
Wow.
And so that generation, which is my daughter's generation,
yes,
are going to be bringing their children to make the memories.
Boy, am I glad to hear that. I want to tell you something. I had mentioned, maybe even to you, I said, you know, every once in a while, you got to update the demographic that you're shooting for, because it's ever-changing. We do this in the broadcasting business every day. Is I always said, well, maybe they should bring in some rock and roll artists. And they did, and it worked. What you're doing is genius.
We have to reinvent the wheel every once in a while.
Boy, you will bring them in by the droves. And it's the only place that you can actually see the Titanic float again.
That's right.
You drive down the street. I was there at the Grand Opening. The Titanic. Now, you know, I'm not talking about a picture or a billboard. It's the Titanic. It's off of 76.
It is. And it's one half size of the real Titanic.
Yeah,
one half the ship.
And that's amazing.
That is.
Think about it, because it is awesome to look at. Lynn, I don't know if we're missing anything, but if people listening are thinking that they're missing something, the best thing to do is go to
ExploreBranson.com. Has it all. ExploreBranson.com.
I am very happy for our friendship. Whenever we want to come to this great city, we call Lynn and say, Lynn, can we come to this great city? And she says, I've been waiting for you to call. Why don't you call sooner?
What took you so long? Yeah. Well, you know, and we'll give you 4 seasons to boot.
Oh, okay. Okay, that sounds like a winner. Our guest has been the Director of Communications for the Chamber of Commerce of the City of Branson, Missouri, our dear friend, a lovely lady, and a real pro, and that's Lynn Berry. Lynn, thank you.
Thank you.
So come enjoy the beautiful Ozark Mountains in Middle America, Branson, Missouri. We're going to pause for a second, and I'll be right back with our final guest, Todd Oliver.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back, everyone. We're broadcasting from Branson, Missouri. My next guest I met a few years back, And I first saw him on the Branson Silver Dollar City riverboat with an act that was absolutely unbelievable. And I had to go backstage and meet him, and he's still here in Branson. Joining us right now is Todd Oliver. Hey, Todd, how are you?
Hi, Ron. Good to be with you.
Do you remember the first time we met?
I do.
I was with Ed McMahon.
You guys pulled up in that limousine up to the dock there.
Yes.
And you and Ed came on, and it was just great.
The whole thing was about, ladies and gentlemen, was that he came on with this dog on stage on the riverboat.
Yes.
And the dog started to talk.
I know.
And I turned to Ed, and he said, "Is that dog talking?" And I said, "Sure, like he's talking to me." He said, "How's he doing that?" I said, "There's got to be a wire or something." And then the dog ran off stage and ran back, and there was no wire. Right. So we went backstage, and I won't
right.
The dog really talks, ladies and gentlemen. Tell us what you've been doing, because he was on America's Got Talent.
Right.
We were voting for you like crazy.
Right.
You did that great bit where you put the dog behind the podium.
Running for president. Irving for president.
Irving, we need him now.
Well, you know, he'd do a heck of a job. Yeah, you know, it's been great. You know, I did it kind of backwards. I did a couple Tonight shows and David Letterman and some Today shows and some Walker, Texas Rangers. What happened was I was supposed to be at a theater in Branson and the Tornado tore the place up. So I was out of work, and America's Got Talent had called a few times, and I turned him down. I turned him down because I didn't think it'd be a good fit. I was wrong.
Yeah.
I did it, and I knew Howie Mandel when he had hair.
Right.
Did his show. So we went on and we did it. We were a top four finalist. The hook is the dog. I have a Boston Terrier, a live dog. His name is Irving. I invented this illusion where he's a talking dog. People like it. The public likes it, and it's taken me around the world. And now we're at this little venue in Branson called the Little Opry. It's part of the IMAX Center. And it's just great because my daughter just started college at Drury University in Springfield. So now I can be home and be with my family. We play the road still. We still play some road dates. But this little room here in Branson, it's like 180 seats. There's not a bad seat in the house.
Wow,
it's real intimate.
That's right.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the old days, as we used to say.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a great room. It's the dog. It's the dummies. It's a little bit of magic with some birds and a bunny. And it's all original. I wrote the show. I had to reinvent the show because what I was doing 10 years ago, it just wasn't working with the budgets and everything, with a band and all. And so I reinvented it. And took it on the road, played these little houses on the road, and got it straightened out.
But I think what you do works better in an intimate atmosphere.
I totally agree, Ron.
Yeah.
And it's that you're absolutely right. When the audience is that close to see the dummies or
yes.
the dog or
yeah.
whatever, that intimacy is yes. tremendous, yeah.
When you see it from afar, you sometimes don't even see the movement.
And correct.
Now, somebody told me
correct.
That you were trying to get a horse to talk.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened was I was asked to do that. Then some problems came up with getting the horse on the showboat. Imagine that. The horse gets seasick and now you got a big mess. Right?
They did it on Noah's Ark. They should have been able to do it on the
right.
showboat.
Noah was a heck of a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
We're talking about a mixed audience.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You talk about two of a kind.
You know, these couples, I'll tell you what.
And we could do this forever, you know, you and I. Todd,
yeah.
How do you come up with the ideas for this? I mean, not only the idea of
right.
the talking dog and
right.
the rabbit and everything else, but the dialogue.
Well, thanks. You know, I'll tell you, writing comedy is editing. It's constantly. I mean, I lay down at night, I got gags going, ideas going through my head. I'm in the shower, I got jokes going through my head.
Well, I understand
I'm driving. Yeah, you know, I think of an idea, you know, like I said the other day to the dog. I said, "What do you like about Brand?" He goes, "I had a date with a chicken. We got there. She had a heart attack." "Where'd you go?" "Chick-fil-A." "Well, that's terrible." "No, I didn't have to take her home. I got a free dinner." The dog comes to Brand, so he wants to go to Chick-fil-A. The gags just come in then, but it's all editing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one word extra or less can kill the gag. So I'm constantly writing, you know, Yellow Legal Band is just like you there, in writing and scratching it out and keeping it contemporary with what's going on currently. And I said to the dog, I said, "Hey, Irving, did you hear that Joe Biden's German Shepherd bit another guy in the Secret Service? Why'd he do that?" "Well, the last time Joe did, his teeth came out." It's clean, too. So, I mean, I've always worked clean. So whether the kids or grandparents, doesn't matter. It's comedy for the average person on the street. Like the old days.
Sure. Do you ever run any of this material by your wife? And there's a reason why I asked that. I do that with my wife. And it just doesn't have, because of the atmosphere, the same reaction. And when it goes down the tubes, which it always does, then I'm afraid to use it on stage. Does that happen with you?
You have to be careful, because when you run stuff by your wife, and sometimes they're too close to it, and they can't be objective, and they don't really...
Like you.
Want. I think you can do that, but you have to be careful, because in your gut, you know if you want to try it out in front of the folks. And today, audiences can be a bit jaded. They also are concerned. You know, there's a lot of comedy out there that's pretty rough, and that's not for everybody, too. I mean, I'm not judging them. I think the audience is still the best teacher. I remember I was at the Magic Castle in Los Angeles one time.
Great place.
Yeah, great room. And I went on, the whole audience was Japanese. They didn't speak English. You know, the dummy and I could have been making out a grocery list.
Yeah.
How do you get
a gig like that? You're lucky or what?
Well, you know what? I was booked there for a week. Even though it's a private club, you can get people in.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And somehow they brought this whole Japanese group in. But, you know, they were very polite. Even though they didn't get the gags, they were applauding at the end of the jokes.
Really?
Smiling. They were very polite, very nice. Japanese folks are so... kind as audiences. They took a lot of pictures. I remember a few other things. You know, you can't play every date as a ventriloquist. There's certain gigs you just really, you're not a good fit for.
Mm-hmm.
But growing up in show business, you learn. Sometimes you take any job you can, and you realize, well, maybe, you know, this wasn't a good fit. The good thing about this Branson place here is whether you're 6 years old or you're 96, it's for everybody.
Yeah, it really
is. The tickets are a bargain.
Right.
It's affordable. So a working man and his wife and kids, you know, the ticket prices they don't gouge the folks. So it's a bargain. The restaurants are good. Everything's affordable, you know.
This sounds trite, but it's really middle America.
Yes. Well, it really is. Yeah. And it's just a great tourist option for people everywhere. Beautiful countryside. If you like to fish, we got a great lake over there, you know. I mean, there's really a lot for everybody. I really like it. This new room is a... It's a great room. I'm having a ball. So.
Great. Well, Todd, I wish you all the luck.
Thanks, Ron.
That.
Yeah.
And it's always nice chatting with you. You're a talented guy.
Well, yeah, thank you. So are you. Let's play some dates in Florida.
Let's do it.
If people want to see more about me, it's funnydog.com or toddoliver.com.
Okay, great.
And our schedule's on there, and we get together and...
We'll do some stuff.
Again,
I have to come here to see you. You never come to me.
Well, I'll come down to Florida anytime.
Yakov came down to Florida. First thing he did was call me.
That's nice.
He needed some money that day.
Well,
but,
that works out.
That's okay. I gave it to him. I don't care.
You know, I don't know where the dog cashes his checks. He shows up. He does the gig. He leaves. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
Todd, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ron.
Todd Oliver has been our guest. We're broadcasting from Branson, Missouri, and there's more to come.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together. Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
That's a wrap from the Ozark Mountains of Branson, Missouri. Hope you enjoyed the last couple of hours. We enjoyed being here. Great folks up here in Branson. If you get a chance, come up and visit. I want to thank my guests, Yakov Smirnoff, Roy Rogers Jr., Brandy Clifton, from the Andy Griffith Show, Rodney Dillard, Courtney Neal, the Director of Communications for the Chamber of Commerce in Branson, Lynn Berry, and ventriloquist and former America's Got Talent contestant, Todd Oliver. Well, next week, we will be back home in Orlando, Florida. And until then, I'm Ron Seggi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.